Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Monday. How are you? Uh-oh, Sue made
fine.
A face. No, you're not. What's wrong?
I can't get on this dag gum computer.
She kicked over the trash can.
And I kicked over the trash can. Sorry, Rachel.
It's okay.
By dag, you mean God, and by gum, you mean damn.
Darn it. It keeps saying welcome with the spinning wheel of death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's no welcome.
Did you turn it all the way off?
I guess I could do that.
Yeah, I would try that.
All right, I'll try that.
It's good content so far.
Huh? Who doesn't love it?
So I listened to the beginning of Friday's show yesterday, and it was just us eating cake.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
I kept getting so mad at us. I'm like, this is not good radio.
No. I knew it at the time.
Eating cake that we kept calling pizza.
Yes.
We kept saying, like...
No, it's like walking in on your friends, and they're really stoned, and you're not, and you're like, oh, God, this... So how was your birthday?
It was great. I had a very nice... I brought some more of the cake. I stuffed it into a Tupperware container.
I noticed. Yeah. Earlier, Andrew told Rachel and I, hey, I brought some of the cake. So much cake. And I was picturing, you know, normal people. Like maybe a cake holder or like on a plate, you know, with foil over it. Nah, it's just shoved into a...
It keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
Shoved into a cake. And then I just, you know, you just mix it up and make a little like...
What you should do is just flip it upside down and there you go. What'd you get?
It's his Garfield. Oh,
Okay. He's fine. He's going to take a break now.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I had a bison burger, which I had never had before.
What did you think?
It was good.
Okay.
A lot leaner than...
I love bison.
Yeah, a lot leaner than, like, regular beef.
I could never eat a beef burger again if I could have bison all the time.
It tasted kind of like... It had kind of like a steaky taste to it, almost, more than regular beef.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't do the Impossible Burger. One, it's no less calories, and two, I just can't get down with the fake blood.
The fake blood is... I like the fake blood. It's a little weird.
Wait, it really is not fewer calories?
No.
No, it's not a lot better for you.
Well, that's a rip.
It is rip.
And it's funny because, like, it's not like they ever said it's better for you, so you can't really catch them and be like...
Yeah.
I see.
Everybody just assumed it would be better for them.
So Tony's out this week. So there you go. You're either really sad or really happy. Shouldn't have said that.
Missed him already.
I can already tell it's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird week.
Well, it always is.
Andrew's in here, there's tiny shots of soda.
Do you want me to do away with the tiny...
No,
I would understand.
I want you to do what you want to do.
Okay.
I'll tell you this, though, and don't jump on that I have COVID because I can't taste. Everything else tastes the same. I haven't had a normal tasting soda since COVID. I don't know. I haven't had a normal tasting soda. I've not gone to a restaurant. I've not had, like, opened a soda at home and not thought, there's a wang. Something weird.
Maybe that's where the COVID's coming from.
Could be.
Can you get fountain drinks yet? I think so. No?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Most places.
And even there, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't
taste
right.
Man, what a difference, though. Saturday morning, I found myself in St. Louis County, and I went to a grocery store, and St. Louis County, of course, is masks, and 100% masks. And then yesterday, went to the same brand grocery store in St. Charles County, 50%. Just, wow. You cross that river, and it is a world of difference.
Because they don't, that's not like a mandate over
there.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I have noticed the mandate is working in St. Louis City, at least.
Mm-hmm.
At least the places I've gone. if you don't wear a mask, you are now in the minority.
Yeah. In the county, too. At least my limited being out in the county. Mm. Yeah, I saw something weird. It bothered me more than it should have, because everyone has the right to do whatever they want to do. But I'm a gigantic fan of rounding up, you know, like the Schnucks program.
Yeah, it's great.
And I was behind a guy. He wasn't that old. He was late 60s, early 70s. And the lady said, would you like to round up, you know, for Folds of Honor? And he's like, what do you mean? She said, well, it's this much. And it was 40 cents. Mm-hmm. And she said, so if you round up, it'll cost you an extra 40 cents. And it goes to Family's Folds of Honor. And he goes, oh, no, I do not. And I wanted to jump in and say, like, did you misunderstand her? And I am a complete snoop. And so when he opened his wallet, I could see that he had, like, every credit card in the world. It just...
Yeah.
I just wanted to punch him in the back of the head. I know that I say things like, it's your right to do what you want to do. I wanted to punch him in the back of the head. I just wanted to put him down on the ground.
I get it.
40 cents. For love of God.
You know, I was at a place, I guess I was at Schnucks over the weekend, and the checkout woman described it as, would you like to round up to help the children of fallen soldiers?
It's hard to say no to.
And that's the way to sell it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't know what, and I always do it anyway, but I thought, ooh, that was good. She kind of put a twist on it to explain it slightly better mm-hmm. so that you would get those people for 40 cents.
I also had a weird moment. Nick got a new car. He joined the Rachel Zimmerman Trax Club.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, they'll be meeting on Sundays and hot rodding.
You're getting jealous of all these.
Yeah,
jealous.
We're going to join a club. We're going to be riding up and down the river road. In a
you can challenge the Viper Club to.
I'm getting jealous of all these tracks, I got to tell you. So they can hold so much trash.
Phoebe has her permit, and we went out for a ride last night. I sat in the back, and Nick, you know, was in the passenger seat, and we're going down the road. And, you know, she errs on the side. She goes at the speed limit, which is one of those things you do when you're 15. And there was this guy just riding her ass. And we got to a stoplight. And as soon as it turned red, he honked. And then he zooms around. And I got, like, a little look at him.
I bet he was the same guy who wouldn't round up the 40 cents.
Well, he gave us a look. And I of course, didn't want to say to my 15-year-old permit driver, catch him. But I rolled down my window in the back seat, put my hand out, and flipped him off and did the come here,
oh, yeah.
you little bitch thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
why?
Again,
no, dear.
I am not that guy. I'm not. Whoa. I have a temper. You guys have seen it. But I'm not a road rager. But when my little angel is driving and you're doing that, and I'm telling you something.
You're waving a gun out the window.
This is not bragging or humble bragging. It's like a plea for help. I think I would have hit him. Had he pulled over and gotten out and been all like, what's up? I really, truly, in my belly, felt like I would have hit him.
Do it. Knock him out.
Did he respond in any way, or was he already?
He was a puss.
Gone.
Sorry, Rage.
Yeah, he
drove away real fast. Like, oh, you honk at a 15-year-old girl who's 5 feet tall, and then someone in the back gives you some amorphous flip, and you just take off. Like, oh, I didn't want any part of that. Then again, if you see a 15-year-old girl driving a car and I'm in the back, you think there's something odds going on.
So,
that's true.
So she was driving Nick's new car?
Yes.
That's
yes.
That's a trusting brother.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That is, wow.
And it's so funny, because it was like Little Red Riding Hood. No.
Goldilocks and Three Bears.
Because I have the Jeep. And her mom has some SUV.
She ran over a wolf.
And she got into the track. She's just like, oh, my God.
It's a great size.
This thing drives itself.
It's almost like a little car, but up high.
How did it go?
They said a pie.
I did too.
It's almost like a little car,
but a pie.
As a piece of pie instead of a piece
so
of cake.
So how did it go for you guys when you were learning how to drive? Did it go smoothly? Did
no.
you guys all have
oh,
a good time?
Oh, of course
time?
Not.
My driver's ed teacher told my grandma that I was afraid to drive and they shouldn't let me get my license yet.
I was also told.
Was it true?
Oh, yeah. He was my cousin. And he was like, that girl is afraid to drive. I didn't get my license until I was like 16 and 6 months or so. Yeah. Aww.
I was 17. I was not
Same
allowed
problem.
To get my license for it. I was just a terrible, am still, but was then as well, a terrible driver. When my dad first took me out, we went around the gated community near my house, and there's no lines on the road.
Thank you.
There's no lines on the road, right? Because it's like, you know, smaller streets. So I told my dad, Well, what that means is that you can go on either side of the road. So I'm driving in like the essentially the oncoming traffic lane because I'm like, you can drive wherever you want. He wasn't crazy about that.
Yeah.
I remember when my brother was learning how to drive, he broke the visor in the car because he took a turn and the sun got in his eyes and he reached up and yanked the visor so violently that it tore the whole thing off the.
Your brother sounds normal.
He really does, doesn't he?
Oh man.
Yeah, I my dad taught me to drive and it's the most Jack Glover thing ever. We went out on the old roads around us and just drove. And then his big move was he would scream, "Squirrel!" And I would slam on the brakes. And then he'd be like, "Okay, a little faster next time." Like, son of a bitch, what are you doing? Oh, so then he just kept taking it up. And he'd be like, there's a kid! And he'd slam on, like, that was his move.
My dad's move was that he would go, every single time you stop, every intersection is a life or death decision. You could die every time that you go. And it worked. It instilled the seriousness into my brain, but I think it also kind of scarred me a little bit.
So how did Phoebe handle getting tailgated?
I don't think she knew she was.
Okay.
I think she's just so unfamiliar with the crappy part of driving that she didn't realize.
I get really anxious now, and I've been driving for quite a long while.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are times where I have to like remind myself, like, you don't have to impress a person. You mm-hmm. just drive safely, Rachel. Mm-hmm. And I can talk myself down from getting anxious when people are.
Yeah.
I learned how to drive a stick shift with my dad. And I finally learned, and I got the car, the Chevette. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Nice.
Bragging. And I took it to Pizza Hut with my girlfriends.
This is getting better and better.
Yeah.
Right there in Manchester, right there in Kirkwood.
Small ones, I'm guessing.
What?
Small friends.
Small friends.
I had a Chevette as well.
Yes, they were not large.
No.
And we pulled up, and it had racing stripes, Dave, and a musical horn that would malfunction.
Was it yellow?
No, it was white.
Okay.
It was white with red stripes, and we pulled up to the Pizza Hut, and I was so excited. It was the first time I was allowed to have, you know, the stick shift car by myself, and we were all going in, that we all got out, and I locked the car with the keys in it, and it was running.
Oh, man.
I was mortified. And, of course, we have no cell phones. There's nothing to do but go in and call my dad or my mom. I'm sure I tried for mom.
So what color was it?
That's what you took from that story?
Hold on. Well, it's got, you said it had like stripe, like yellow with stripes?
No, it was a white Chevette with red racing stripes on it.
And a musical horn?
And a musical horn.
Was your dad a pimp?
No.
What is this car?
It amused him, I think.
Wouldn't you feel bad if you were?
Yeah.
If it were the shame of the Thomas family that her dad ran hookers in Webster.
I think somebody gave it to him and he thought it was funny, so he put it in there. So I had to call, and then they had to come, and it was just mortifying.
I think we all have those.
With it running, though, Dave.
Yeah.
With it running.
My first week at Mr. Donut, I went out. It was like 8 p.m., and the car would start, but it just wouldn't move. And so I called my dad, and he was like, you know.
Yeah.
Jack was not a patient man. And so he drove out to Mr. Donut, and he gets in, and I had the emergency brake on, which I didn't know that really existed. And he was just so mad. He was calling me every name for a dumbass in the world.
Oh.
And you have to take it. First of all, it's your dad. You know, it's 1980. And
I guess that wasn't the time to point out he's the one who taught you how to drive.
Yeah, that's a good
perhaps
point.
Where that
Wish
was.
I had thought of that, Sue. Then again, I wasn't raised by a pimp, so I don't have that skill set.
Well, that's shame. It's too bad for you.
You know, another thing I was thinking, I drove by the Venture store on 270 and like Newhalls Ferry that I used to be a part of the crew that would mow it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. It's just the worst. You'd get there at 5 in the morning, and you'd leave at 8 at night. It took 3 guys all day to mow all of it. It sucked ass. And I was thinking that if I did that job today, I might make, what, 70, 80 bucks doing that? And I look at what I make now. If you came in from another dimension or another planet and said, who makes the most money? The guy standing there talking or that guy, it wouldn't be close. It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
That typically the less you make, the harder you work. And I get value, and I get like CEOs, and I get what I do. I get it. But still, it's just crazy that the people who are truly busting their ass are typically making the least amount of money.
Yeah, I feel that way. We like to rip on fast food on the show. And it's clearly not the hardest job in the world. But when your restaurant is busy, you are running. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of us would last in it. If they were like, hey,
no.
You want to come do a shift? We'd all be like,
hell
okay.
No.
And then we would walk out because it would be stressful and we wouldn't want to do it. So I always try to give a little leeway and be like, all right, well, this is their 1,000th order of the day. And they're working harder than I did today. So
yeah.
And you had the nerve to order the chicken.
That's
at KFC.
That is true.
You had the nerve to walk into KFC and want the chicken.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I watched my first non-horror movie in 2 weeks yesterday. And the whole time I'm just like, where are the people who live in the forest? Like, when is grandma coming back from hell? Like, this... You appear to just be having some trouble with your marriage. I don't understand this at all unless she's a demon. I turn it off. Eventually, I'm like, this is boring.
Everybody can go unharmed into the basement.
Yeah. You have an extra dining set down there. What's going on?
What did you watch?
I don't even remember. Oh. I don't remember. Like, it just, I thought it was a scary one. And
it
then halfway,
Insidious 18.
No, it had more than one name.
You're watching Kramer versus Kramer, and you're like, oh, he's about to get his head ripped off.
I will give a recommendation, though. The Black Coat's Daughter is A24, which I love, and it's really good. Rach, what do you think of the little girl?
Don't point at me like that.
I'm sorry. I'll point at him. Rach, what do you think of the little girl from Mad Men?
Oh, Sally Draper?
Yeah.
Kiernan Shipka?
I love her. A lot of people hate her.
Nick hated her.
Oh, okay.
So when I was watching, he's like, oh, God, I hate her so much. She's the star, and she's amazing.
She's a really great actor.
Really good.
The new Sabrina show is very fun that she's the star of.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Also, a movie called Wildling is really good, and it's more of a fable than a horror movie.
Wildling, okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I'm scared of the poster. I'm a no.
Oh, well, then if you're a no, there's no way I can handle it.
Ooh, it's got Liv Tyler.
It's got forest people.
No. Well, I do like a forest person.
And Liv Tyler is by far the worst part. I've always liked her, but every line's like this.
That's how she is.
That's what she does.
And she plays the sheriff. So it's just like, I think we should set up a perimeter.
No, I really, like, no.
There's no way she would ever be the sheriff in real life.
Can't you just act, maybe?
She's like, too soft.
That's all she's got. Had any of you watched Longmire on Netflix? Because I'm just...
My grandma's into Longmire,
I believe.
You and her grandma.
Me and grandma are loving it. Of course, it's old, and I'm 4 seasons in, but he's the sheriff. And he does not make that Liv Tyler noise.
That show does like...
Just saying, if you want a real sheriff, tune into Longmire.
All this to say, if you're trying to find a sheriff...
If you want a non-Liv Tyler
sheriff...
If
you don't
sheriff,
want a sheriff who's soft like Liv Tyler...
Get you
I'm
some
glad
Longmire.
I stuck with it, because it was a really good movie, but I was struggling.
I love when people are miscast like that. Like, you just look at it like, come on, you're not the sheriff.
Rach, what's... Okay, on Saturday morning... I was watching my Channel 5 9 o'clock news, and I was watching the kids move their futons onto City Hall, but I didn't see anything after that.
So the Resign Lida protest that began after Lida Krusen read the names and addresses of people who had handed their names and addresses to her with a list of complaints on a live stream, which she then immediately took down, moved this weekend to the steps of City Hall. Kevin Killeen from KMOX posted some footage from down there. And it's just been drama all weekend long, essentially. They have couches, they have cabinets, they have signs, music's playing. The police have dispersed them a couple of times. I believe it was on Friday night or Saturday night, some city workers were attempting to tow some cars that were illegally parked, and some protesters attacked them. One of those protesters is in custody and is being charged. The city workers were like hit with the butt of an AK-47 or something like crazy. People were open carrying from what I understand. So there's just like a whole bunch of drama basically with people expecting the mayor of St. Louis to resign. My spidey sense is telling me that she's not going to because she hasn't yet. And they released a list of demands recently. I'll read them for you. So the CARES Act funds for COVID-19 relief should not go to police. The closure of the workhouse and redirect money to programs and initiatives benefiting North St. Louis. They've been protesting to close down the workhouse since before the Resign Lida thing. Immediately suspend contract negotiations with the St. Louis Police Officers Association. They want the release of an unredacted line item budget for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department from 2015 to 2021. And they want a budget and hiring freeze for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. So the police are obviously a huge thing here. I can't speak for every protester. I can only see what I see online. And it seems like the fact that Lida said during this live stream in which she read people's names and addresses, she ended it with, we're not going to defund the police. I think that has been a huge part of why this is going on. I just think the doxing issue, you can't really call it doxing when it's public record, but they're calling it doxing, is just kind of an excuse for they want all funds to stop going to the St. Louis Metro Police.
If you pull out a cabinet for part of your protest, you plan on staying a while.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't think any of that is going to happen. And I just think they're kind of enjoying being out on the lawn. You know what I mean?
You think they're just in it for the fresh air?
Yeah. I mean, it's just... she said, I'm not going to resign. She didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah, I mean, if she was
going
to resign.
So I don't understand what...
Yeah, if she was going to resign, it would have happened already.
So what is the answer? By far, the vast majority of Americans don't want to defund the police. So protest has always been an accepted, celebrated way to, you know, change things, and not through violence. It's through, you know, voting, and we all get that. So I think in general, conceptually, all of us, if someone said, like, do you believe in our right to assemble and, you know, seek redress from the government? We'd say 100%. Yeah. Bill of Rights, the whole bit. Yes. But what happens when it just goes off the douche meter? You know, like, how do you go to these people and go, like, excuse me, you in the couch? Like, we've heard you. It's never going to happen. And you should probably just go home now.
Wasn't there a fight there, Rachel? Did you say that? Was it Saturday? And that's why they cleared it out the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these people aren't particularly pleasant the entire time either. People were getting hit by all the stuff she mentioned. It's just...
I think it's ups and downs. I think it's like any other protest that we've seen so far. There's probably some people there who are just there to be heard. And then there's other people there who maybe are more interested in starting trouble.
I mean, I get with protests, you want to get attention. And you want to do it in such a way that it pisses people off. I get all that. But shouldn't you also win based on the efficacy of your ideas?
Yes.
And your reason and your logic?
Yes.
And that if I ask one of you for something and you say no, and I stomp my feet and scream, it doesn't make me any more right. And so to me, there's a fine line between protesting and throwing a temper tantrum, that if we took you from City Hall and we moved you 100 yards over here to this little park And you guys, here you go. It's your park. You don't cause any trouble, but you protest 24 hours a day. And we're just going to walk by you and drive by you because no one wants to defund the police. Like, fair. See what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, if you need to use bullying to get your point across, I have less respect for you. Now, if you have to do something to get attention in the first place, you know, like back in late 50s and the 60s with the civil rights movement, so many people were just like, the hell do these black people want? You know, get out of our stools. You can't use that bathroom. You can't drink from that water fountain. Like, there was a legitimate, like, hey, what the hell are you doing? I don't know. Just seems to me, maybe I just am not giving enough actual intellectual time to defend the police. Maybe I'm guilty of just hearing it and going, this is stupid, but
I don't think that's the case, Dave, because especially in the city of St. Louis, we can't afford to defund the police. I mean,
exactly.
People are getting shot all the time. I would be such a hypocrite if I came on the air and I was like, yeah, defund the police in the city of St. Louis, when all I've said for the past couple of years is like, we need more people to become police officers because we don't have enough. The city is getting so violent and it's crazy. So I think there are towns and cities where it could work. You could replace everybody with social workers, whatever. This is not the place. We have our own issues going on right now. And to me, I don't know, the whole like hashtag resign Lyda, that's the whole reason we have the McCluskeys in the first place, right? Because they were walking through trying to get to Lyda's house. They, you know, all the drama with the guns, whatever. That night, they painted on the sidewalk and are banging drums. And outside Lyda's house the week after, digging up landscaping, yelling at people. It's just really dramatic for the fact that she read these names on the live stream. This was public information. She apologized. She saw where people were coming from whenever they complained about it. You can't find the video online anymore because she took it down.
Yeah, people are finding it really hard to get behind this based on what happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are some things where you're like, whether it's George Floyd or it's a politician that's done something terrible, where you're like, oh, yeah, totally get it. This one just, like, what?
And I look at it, like, I look at their list of demands that Rach read, and, like, some of them I feel like I can get behind. Like, unredacted city budget.
Oh, yeah, let's see it.
Always, I think those should always be redacted. I think we should always know where our money is going, bit by bit, penny by penny. But then on the other, like, no police officers should get, like, the CARES Act. Like, that has nothing to do with defunding the police. That has nothing to do with police brutality. That's COVID relief from the federal, you know what I mean? So I think, like, right off the bat, when that was, like, the top of their demands, that really lost me right off the bat, because it's like, that's just silly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 345. Happy Monday. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hello, Frank.
Dave, good to be with you.
So we have some more Cardinals news, right?
Well, we have a Cardinal game with the Kansas City Royals, an exhibition game. Mike Matheny returns to Busch Stadium coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals have the day off today, but they've been getting a lot of work done in the last 3 or 4 days. Paul DeJong has been out of sight. Carlos Martinez has been spectacular. Adam Wainwright has been good. It's clearly a team that had a bunch of guys working out during the work stoppage. And, you know, I'm not predicting a World Series championship, but they look like they're in pretty good shape as we speak.
And so where do we go from here? What are the next steps?
Well, what's going to happen is they will begin the season July 24th, next Friday, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they'll continue to do inter-squad scrimmages. They'll bring the Royals in, and they'll have to cut this roster down to 30. But, you know, they're progressing pretty nicely. Baseball hasn't had, you know, too many positive tests, and the Cardinals have had nobody really opt out either. So,
okay, so they'll be playing at their home stadiums with no crowd but televised, right?
Yes. In fact, Dave, there's been such an interest in this baseball-passionate town that we live in to televise the workouts and to televise the batting practice. I think beginning on like Tuesday or Wednesday, a website, Danny Mac's website, is actually going to show the BP of the Cardinals and some of the inter-squad scrimmages. I mean, people just can't get enough of it as we speak.
Frank, obviously you won't have the answer to this, but what's your gut? I know with the NBA, they're having people test positive, and some NFL players are saying, no, not worth it, as have some baseball players. Like, is there a number of players that would test positive where you think they would start to think about shutting it down, or is it just a take it as it comes?
Well, I think it would have to be a situation where you'd get a high volume on one team and that organization was not able to field the team, so it would affect scheduling. But the more this goes on and on, I the more confident I am we're going to have a start of a season, you know, July 23rd, July 24th. I really believe that.
And the other major sports, I guess football, they're all just, you know, pinky locking and saying we're going to go.
They are. The one that we care about the most, of course, is hockey. And, Dave, the Blues began phase three today at the Centene Community Ice Center. General Manager, President Doug Armstrong, said they did, you know, at 5 o'clock today, Eastern Time, 4 o'clock, Central Time, was the time that players could officially opt out, and he does not believe the Blues are going to have any players opt out. There is a little bit of news. The Blues are not allowed to reveal, you know, who has tested positive, but there were two players today that were not on the ice, and after, you know, that report last week, it looks like, I'm not going to say they tested positive, but they were not on the ice. I'll put it this way. Colton Parayko and Robert Portuzo, and even Doug Armstrong joked about it. He said that during the work stoppage, I think they lost their phone, so we weren't able to text them to tell them that practice was today.
Hmm.
So, but I hear good things that they're, you know, don't have real symptoms and they're doing fine and they're just waiting to get cleared. The big news too is Vladimir Tarasenko was on the ice today and he looked good. And so the Blues are going to get a chance to defend their Stanley Cup. They'll start playing, I think, like August 6th or 7th in Edmonton. And then the Stanley Cup Finals, if the Blues get there, would also be in Edmonton. And that would be in sometime late September.
Rach, you have a question? Oh, I thought that's what you meant. So, Frank, what did you think of the ESPN? I guess he's a veteran NBA broadcaster who, when Missouri's own Josh Hawley put out something negative about China, he responded with F you, and now he's been suspended.
Well, yeah, his name, he's simply called Woj. He's the best basketball reporter in the world, and there's nobody's even close. And, you know, Josh Hawley basically said, well, why doesn't the NBA allow their players to wear free Hong Kong messages on their jerseys because they're allowing like 23, 24 different messages, you know, that are Black Lives Matter related. And so he sent this to the NBA, and he also sent it to Woj because he's kind of like, you know, the writer for the NBA. And Woj responded, blank you, and he got hit with a two-week suspension. You know, my reaction is this. Is you probably should never show that kind of disrespect to a United States senator. But I do think the NBA has completely blown it when they've talked about human rights and caring about human rights. And I'm glad they're socially conscious and they're for, you know, cleaning up things in our country. But you can't do that and then have this thing going on in China and have a general manager of a team make a remark saying free Hong Kong, I hope they can, you know, have a democracy, and then have that general manager, his name is Daryl Morey, get trashed by everybody in the NBA. I mean, the reason they trashed him is because China does a lot of business with the NBA. Yeah. I don't think there was anything wrong with this Houston Rockets general manager voicing his opposition to, you know, what China has done to Hong Kong. So it's such a political league, and we saw that really play out this weekend.
Well, that's so interesting because I read a story about this weekend, and the Hong Kong thing was just completely left out of the narrative. It was like, oh, whoa, just told Josh Alley to F you, and it was awesome. Like, that's all you saw. Thanks for providing the context on
yeah.
that, Frank.
Yeah. So, Frank, your reaction to the Redskins?
You know, since if it offends a big chunk of the population, then get rid of it. You know, so you knew it was coming. I just don't. Here's what I think, Dave, is I hope they don't go to Kansas City and make them get rid of the Chiefs. The Chiefs does not seem denigrating, you know, to that segment of the population. It seems more like a proud heritage and everything. But I think the Indians may be in trouble. I don't think the Braves are going to bend on this. I think the Braves are going to keep. I think the Braves and the Chiefs are going to be the safe ones in this. But it's the Redskins. It's something that I guess they just felt they had to do.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about, Frank?
No, that's about it, sir.
Cool. All right, man. Have a great week.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Yeah, isn't that funny, the Howley story? It's been painted as like, yeah, he just told Josh Howley exactly how it was. And now I'm like, well, you know, you might not have liked his approach, but he is bringing up a great question about Hong Kong. This was a huge story earlier this yeah. year. And then, you know, the U.S. started to have its own problems. So
yeah, it's there's a lot to unpack there. You know, just when you just have that response, F you, it's like, well, is it because it's Josh Hawley? Is it because he's a Republican, yeah. conservative? Is it this? Are you a big fan of China? Do you not like Hong Kong?
So from what I saw, it was not a direct email to Josh Hawley. It was like a presser that his campaign yeah. had sent out.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of being painted as if he personally told the senator this.
To me, what makes him look worse is not being disrespectful to a senator. It's that you're basically, it's a very logical, reasonable import of your reaction that you are supporting China and not Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And that anyone who would say anything against China, you're going to say F you. Mm-hmm. That's the part that was sort of troubling to me. Like, wow, I really hit a nerve. Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it was more like you're a Republican emailing me. So
could absolutely be. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, we settled that.
Yep, as usual.
Okay. Quick break. Right back. DJS. Happy Monday.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling. My size is always out of stock. And I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.